And this is a real treat. Joining us now in studio to talk about the royal birth Harry and Meghan had their baby girl. It's our old friends, the Skinlonen brothers.
Oh, all right.
Hey, guys.
Former NFL deep snapper Rick Skinlonen. Hi, Rick. Former punter and returner Rick Skinlonen.
Yeah, there you go.
I got you guys messed up. Rick Skinlonen.
Yeah.
And, of course, former NFL deep snapper Nick Skinlonen.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us on.
Great to see you guys again.
Greg.
Longtime NFL veterans.
Yeah.
So many Super Bowl rings between the two of you.
That is so true.
Now you're retired and into the world of broadcasting. We understand you had another royal show.
Well, Craig, we are here fresh off another non-success. Are you happy?
We did
one more show for Roger Goodell's NFL Network.
You did? Another NFL Network show?
It aired just a couple nights ago.
It was about the latest royal baby, born to one Meghan Markle, and one Prince Harry Henry Charles Albert David Mountbatten Windsor,
what?
The Honorable Duke of Sussex.
Right.
And it turns out that we have, once again, massively overestimated the average NFL fan's appetite for British royalty news.
Yeah, Goodell's always trying to bridge the gap, you know, between American football
and
London,
British royalty.
British royalty, and I just don't know if it's...
It didn't work.
If it's really connecting with people.
And I think the NFL fan that hated it the most was one Sir Roger Adolf Goodell.
That's what we call
him. He hated us. Yeah. He hated our show. He hated the official name of our show.
What was that?
It was, I didn't think it out, to be quite honest with you, and the name of it was Afterbirth.
Afterbirth?
Because it was supposed to be about after the birth.
Yeah,
it was called, the official name is Afterbirth. A show where we dissect new royal baby.
That's a terrible name, I'm sorry to say.
It was hosted by us, the Skinlonens, and former cowboy Dennis Thurman, and former Michigan and Carolina running back Tim Biakabatuka.
Are you all into the Royals? That's an odd foursome.
Yeah. We are. Those two guys weren't.
Why did they take part?
They were trying to get something for their tape. Or their reel. Their audition reel.
They said they had no idea they had to be on a show about afterbirth.
Yeah, that's terrible. Didn't want to be on afterbirth, it turns out.
Dennis Thurman couldn't get over the idea that she's the Duchess of Sussex. He thought that sounded funny.
I don't know why, though.
Sorry, but I totally missed this. Was it on an odd time again?
Well, yeah, it was on to midnight, but it was only on for 8 minutes.
Yeah, an eight-minute show.
Well, originally supposed to be 30, but somebody pulled the plug in New York about 8 minutes in.
Yeah, we got kicked off the air right as I was about to read the poem that I had written for Lilibet Diana.
Right, we did so much writing for
the new royal baby.
Why would Goodell pull the plug after 8 minutes? Was it that bad?
He hates the royals, I think.
Well, why is he giving you an opportunity time and time again?
It's the weirdest thing. We don't get it either.
I don't know. And we were really counting on a success for the show because we had so many new bills to pay. Because Nick and I just moved out of our mommy's home.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Finally moved out.
We bought our very own condo.
You said that kind of weird.
You bought a condo?
That's what I said. Yeah, we bought a condo.
These guys say everything weird. What is going on with their voices?
Why is George dragging on us?
Yeah, George, just give them the microphone.
Dude? Just let him talk, George.
What's that guy's problem? What voices?
Why?
I think it's odd that you guys were still living with your mommy when you've made all that NFL moolah.
It's a temporary thing.
Yeah, just temporary.
It was just in the 10 years since we retired, we just needed a place to crash.
But you each should have a big NFL pension.
Yeah, I
know you wasted a lot of that on your...
We've sunk it a lot into our businesses that haven't done so well.
I do know that.
It into our candle store that we had, and then we sunk a huge chunk into Emmett Smith Communications.
And ProFlow Water, too.
ProFlow Water, and we lost on all of those.
Nick and Rick, Sticks and Wicks, that went bad.
Yeah, horrible. I'll tell you what, though,
Goodell's a jerk.
Yeah, he's a jerk. We're not going to work for him anymore, so we are announcing officially, right here on your program, that we are returning to the NFL.
What do you mean?
Yes, we are.
As players?
We are getting back into the playing, and we've been working out really hard. Because
I don't think it's going to work.
This place that we have now, our new condo, it has...
More room for activity.
It has a beautiful lawn out front, and we've been practicing a lot, and we moved into the same bedroom so that we could use the second bedroom as an activity room.
Right. For like karate and
to
stuff.
To do grills, and we've been practicing karate so we can get good at football.
Okay, well, good luck to you. I don't think that's a selling point that you have a nice lawn to practice on. You can kind of find a practice field anywhere.
Well, you'd be surprised.
Really?
It's really beautiful. And I'm landscaping.
Well, you're in your mid-40s, so I think it's a long...
Hey, two words. Tom Brady.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He inspired us.
He did. He played... You know, Nick played on a team with him for about seven or eight years.
Yeah.
And, he called Tom. He called Tom when we were thinking about getting into the NFL. And Tom had said he had never heard of Nick.
Deep snappers don't get much.
We're like, you know, the Nick Scanlonen,
right.
Host of the Royal Afterbirth Show.
Yeah.
He had no idea.
No idea.
No clue.
He's a jerk, too.
Well,
what a jerk.
Maybe since we know some people with the Cowboys, maybe we can get you a tryout in Oxnard.
Man,
that would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hoog.
Be back with the cat. Parcells isn't there anymore, is he?
Hoog. It'd be huge, Rick.
Parcells isn't there anymore, is he?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah.
They've got Mike McCarthy now. Do you guys have a history with him?
Yeah, ooh. I played for the Packers 1 year. Yeah.
Dang it.
Believe it or not, he hates us too.
Oh, no. Who likes you guys outside of me?
You.
Our mom.
And your mom.
He likes Nick more than me.
Well, we better keep going. Okay.
Fingers crossed, we'll see you in Oxnard.
Hey, thanks, Craig.
Thanks, Craig.
our show, Afterbirth, Dissecting the New Royal Baby, will be posted on the Unticket soon.
The worst show name possible.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, see y'all. Bye-bye.
See you, Skin.
There they go.
Thank you, George. Thank you, Gordon.
Bye.
There go the Skin Lonins. 8:47 on the Ticket. Is Dave Raymond?